It's a fairly new 501c3 nonprofit organization that's purpose is really to bring people together, Latinos together, and hopefully speak with one voice as needed.
Tell me one of the issues that you're going to be kind of talking about and one of the issues that the community is focused on.
Well, right now we want to address the issue of the census, for one. The census is very important to everybody, and certainly the census needs to ensure that Latinos are counted to the extent possible. We know that there's an issue with the census because this year they're asking a nationality question in terms of in their questionnaire, and that is having a negative impact on Latinos because some may not are here, obviously, and may not want to answer the question. Now, we're also tackling the issue of LGBT in Latino community. It's the first time it's ever been done in a Latino conference of this nature. And so we're going to talk about the media and its impact on Latinos and how Latinos can use media to highlight their issues.
I want to ask, how many Latinos, Hispanic people in Michigan are there?
Close to 500,000. Yeah, in the various areas of the state. Detroit obviously has the largest population. Grand Rapids also. But you have Holland, which is in the schools that were over 40% Latino in the Holland School District. We in Lansing have about a 18 to 20% Latino population.
What is the most misunderstood thing about the Latino community?
Well, I think that the most misunderstood thing is that we don't care. You know, and then that's not true. We care about being involved. Sometimes we don't have the opportunity, which goes along with that. But we care a lot about what's going on, not only with our community, but in general. We're concerned about education, our kids. We want to provide the best education for one and all. So that's in a nutshell, you know, that we don't care and that we don't participate. So we have to make our own way. And we have to build collaborative efforts with others. What happens in Michigan and most outside of Detroit, maybe, is that Latinos need to have those organizational skills to get elected to office, need to know how to collaborate with others, need to make partnerships and to be elected. And we have many, if I haven't said it, we have at least 30 elected and appointed officials throughout Michigan, Latinos. So we have 7 state representatives. We have about 8 or 9 school board members. We have 3 or 4 county commissioners and city council folks. We have about 3 or 4. In Lansing, we just elected Jeremy Garza in the last election. So we continue making our presence known and working with people, because that's what it's all about.
We've been listening to Guillermo Lopez, Lansing School Board Trustee, and talking about the LEAD State Conference on Friday in Lansing. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick.